The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 17 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. I'm recording early on Friday afternoon, and here's what's been going on with the birds this past week. This past Thursday was a very special day, because on July 8th of 1933, the Philadelphia Eagles franchise was born. So it now celebrates 88 years. Happy belated birthday to the Philadelphia Eagles. The fourth annual Offensive Line Mastermind Summit, founded by Eagles' very own right tackle Lane Johnson and Duke Mannyweather, who actually trains a lot of the professional offensive linemen in the NFL, is set to take place this weekend. The summit hosts 150 of the very best, so I mean top tier quality offensive linemen in the league. And Lane Johnson made an appearance on the Pat McAfee show and shared some insight as to what goes down at the summits.
Really, we go in there, we break down the defensive ends, we watch a lot of film and try to get plans of attack, you know, against these monsters out on the edge. So we do a little bit of that. We got a wing eating competition. It's just a great way to get input from other players, you know, great tackles, great guards, get in the room, and we just talk ball, and then we go on the field for a few hours, go over different stuff, but I guess with any style of play, I guess it's like an art form, so everybody has a different way of attacking whoever they're playing, so that's really it.
A wing eating contest? That sounds good to me. I hope that they share all of the content on social media, and hopefully we can repost those pictures and videos onto the Bleeding Green Nation Instagram account for you guys to see as well. But shout out to Lane Johnson for continuing to host the summits, someone who I personally feel clearly embodies big winner energy. You know, we always hear the saying that iron sharpens iron, and that's what it seems like these summits are all about. Some of the most talented professionals in the league just coming together for a weekend to develop relationships and challenge one another and just make each other better. And fun fact, these summits were actually inspired by Denver Broncos' Von Miller, who started a pass rush summit, and clearly that's influencing other player rooms in the league. So that's pretty cool. And lastly, Darius Slay is making it loud and clear that he feels the Eagles are in need of a number two cornerback. Darius Slay took matters into his own hands on Tuesday when he mentioned cornerback Steven Nelson on Twitter. Steven Nelson was released by the Steelers back in March, and when Slay mentioned him on Twitter, he said, "That green will look good on you," in reference to the Philadelphia Eagles uniform jersey color. And then Nelson replied, "It could all be so simple, man. The cornerback position is a clear weakness on the Eagles roster and has yet to be addressed. So we'll have to wait and see if Darius Slay can maybe somewhat sway the franchise to make a move." And speaking of Slay, he was voted top 10 cornerback in a recent ESPN survey by NFL executives, coaches, and players. He landed at the number 9 spot, which is a dip from last year. He finished at number 4 last year, but that's okay. We'll take it, especially after all of the negativity that's been surrounding Philly lately. We want something positive, so we'll take it. But that is going to be all for episode 17 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Thank you so much for listening. We have a lot of new podcast episodes on the feed, so make sure you check them out. There should be a new episode of From the Bleachers, a new NFC East mixtape, and a new BGN radio episode that went out earlier this week. So check out all of those, and don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media. On Twitter, you can follow us at Bleeding Green and at BGN_radio. And I can also be followed on Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Monique. That's RaichelleMoniqueE. Have a wonderful weekend and we out. BGN.